Burt Show.
All right, entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
All right, we got to talk about this TikToker who has mysteriously passed away. But before we get into that, we have to talk about another death. Funeral music. We have to talk about the death of Kristen's fantasy of getting with Henry Cavill because
I saw the ice. I saw it. And I did I.
Henry Cavill's dead?
No.
Yeah, I should probably clarify a little bit.
Yeah, okay. So my chances with him are. Well, okay, that actually happened the day I got married. But still.
Honestly, it happened way before that.
Henry Cavill is going to be a father, and thus Kristen's fantasies of being swept into a wild red carpet adventure are gone. Today we gathered to bid farewell to a cherished dream, a fantasy woven with threads of longing and admiration. We mourn not only the passing of an ideal, but the gentle letting go of what could have been. Kristen's fantasy of boning Henry Cavill. Now that he has embraced the journey of fatherhood, it finds its poignant conclusion. Today we bid adieu to Kristen's fantasy. Let us not dwell solely on the loss, but instead celebrate the beauty of imagination and the capacity of the human heart to forge connections, even in the realm of dreams.
Well done. If you didn't hear Kristen's fantasy last week, we can't do it now because this fantasy is so detail-oriented that it took her 42 minutes to tell us about it last week. Yeah. We don't even have the time, but it's beautiful.
Yes.
It was a fantastic, in-depth fantasy.
We'll always have each other in my dreams. I saw the photo of him walking with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Ugh, that's skank.
And
she's no you, Kristen.
So I may have screenshotted it so I could zoom in and like compare facial features.
What percentage of her looks like you?
Well, anyway, so, and I zoomed in on the body, and I did notice something that I wasn't going to speculate on, but then I was like, when that news came out, I was like, yep, there it is. There it is.
You were just hoping she was fat.
No.
Oh, what?
No. I am fat, and I could pull Henry Cavill. Thank you very much. He would sign up for this motorcycle ride and dump that girl instantly.
So it was a bittersweet day yesterday, man.
Now every time you imagine him on the English countryside, on the motorcycle, you'll hear a...
You will not invade my dreams, Cassie. Mm-hmm. You will not steal my fantasy from me.
You're not going to be able to hold on to him on the motorcycle because he's going to have a baby backpack on.
A baby Bjorn.
We're going to put the baby in the front. That way I can't see it and I can still hold on tight.
We do have a couple of minutes here, so I'll continue to do the entertainment buzz, but I would like to hear from you guys that have had like the same reaction to a celebrity you were never going to meet and certainly never hook up with, but when you found out they were getting married or that their significant other was pregnant, you seriously like were upset about it. Like for the entire day.
I could go off about this one.
Oh, please do. One.
I talked about it yesterday, but I found
out. Let me find them out real quick. 1-855-BURCHA.
So I found out the love of my life from childhood and my celebrity crush were in relationships on the same day.
Barney?
No. So there's like one day that I mourn every year silently because it happened on the exact same day. And it was when Colin Jost got engaged to Scarlett Johansson. I was holding out for him. I love him so much. He's such a sweet little cherub. I'm the only person that thinks he's hot other than Scarlett Johansson. But that was my sadness. Yeah.
I didn't have a sadness about Olivia Munn, who is my only celebrity crush, when she ended up having a baby with John Mulaney, right? However, I heard a secondhand story a few days ago that totally changed my image about her. I don't even want to share it. It's so bad. Apparently, she's not a very nice person.
But your friend, he wasn't supposed to tell you that because he didn't want to ruin your fantasy. Did he tell you?
It did not come from a man.
Oh, it didn't.
But the person that told me it, I think, really enjoyed my disappointment.
Oh, that was the goal.
It is cruel.
Because your friend was telling us at the birthday party, he specifically said, I'm not going to tell Bert this story because I don't want to ruin it for him. So I'm not going to tell him.
Let me ask the person if I am allowed to say what the rumored story is, because apparently she's so bad that a family member a family member of Aaron Rodgers did something unspeakable because she was so bad to their family.
Wow.
What? Yeah. What a tease.
It just took... It was totally deflated. I had one celebrity crush. One. And it was torn from me. Hold on 1 sec here. Crystal, good morning. Real quick, what you got?
I was attracted to Anderson Cooper for so long, and then I realized he wasn't attracted to women.
Yeah, sister.
I was so sad about it.
Well, the good news is you never had a chance.
I would have rather found out Colin Jost was gay rather than the fact that he was going to be boning Scarlett Johansson for the rest of his life. Okay, we'll get to this TikToker story, I swear. But a student at Indiana State is receiving backlash after posting a racist video in response to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album. We'll talk about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.